It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Thursday, December 23rd, 2010. I'm John Moe. The internet was set up to be an open marketplace of ideas. If you could get online, you could speak to the whole world. That model is in jeopardy due to distributed denial of service, or DDoS, attacks. It's been happening a lot with WikiLeaks. Opponents of WikiLeaks would flood the WikiLeaks website with simulated traffic until the server crashed and the site went dark. Then supporters of WikiLeaks would attack those sites until sites were crashing all over the world. But DDoS attacks aren't unique to WikiLeaks. Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society issued a report this week on how these attacks affect human rights websites. Ethan Zuckerman is a senior researcher at the Berkman Center and authored the study. Ethan, who's being hit?
Let's look for a moment at Irrawaddy. Irrawaddy is probably the leading Burmese independent media site. Burma, also Myanmar, has a heavily militarily controlled government. There's not a lot of news that comes out of there. Irrawaddy is published by a group of exiles, and it's an incredibly important website for people who care about what's going on in that country. That site comes under denial of a service attacks on a very, very regular basis, often aligned with sort of important dates in Burmese history.
So is this just people who, you know, regular folks who don't like what these groups are saying, or is this governments?
It is almost impossible to figure out who ordered a DDoS attack of the sort that we're talking about. We do have some clues, though. In one of my favorite stories, my friends over at Viet Tan mentioned that every time they're attacked by a DDoS, they notice that for about an hour ahead of time, their site, which is normally filtered within Vietnam, is suddenly accessible from within Vietnam. And the reason for that is that they're being DDoSed by a lot of computers within Vietnam. So someone is basically taking down the firewall, then they are being DDoSed, and then the firewall goes back up, which strongly implies government involvement. Although I'm sure if you were to ask the Vietnamese government about this, they would say there are lots of people in Vietnam, individuals who don't support Viet Tan, and perhaps they're engaging in this activity. So it's really hard to attribute.
Is this a free speech issue?
Ultimately, it is a free speech issue. Ultimately, what it comes down to is that online speech, which we expect to be public, political, journalistic speech, you know, the sort of speech that's protected under the U.S. Constitution, this speech is taking place on servers and on Internet service providers that are being run by corporations. And those corporations don't have a requirement to provide speech platforms to everybody. In the long run, we need to address that issue of these quasi-public spaces. In the short run, we have to address the fact that it's just getting harder and harder for controversial voices to make themselves heard online. For all the talk about the unblockability of the Internet and the fact that, you know, WikiLeaks is able to dump out something via peer-to-peer networks, if you are a small human rights organization without a lot of technical skill and without a lot of money, it's increasingly easy to silence you, at least for short periods of time. And that's something that we should all be worried about.
More of my conversation with Ethan is at MarketplaceTech.org. We sometimes ask famous people what apps are on their smartphones. Paul F. Tompkins is a comedian and actor, pal of the show. He flies a lot. You might be doing some of that yourself this time of year. And he depends on an app called TripIt.
Where it really shines is in giving you updates about your flights. So if there's gate changes, if things are delayed. I've had the experience of sitting at the gate when a gate is about to be changed, and I find out from TripIt before the airline says that they're changing the gate, which is like, it's handy, but it also makes me, it adds another layer of travel anger, which is very important to keep you going. When I can look at that gate agent and think, you miserable monster, you were sitting on top of this information this whole time. And now TripIt is telling me before you're telling me.
Something like this really hinges on being absolutely right all the time, because if they screw up, you're angry forever at this one thing. Has there been any problems at all?
That's a really good point. So far, there have been no problems, but I accepted their word as gospel from the get-go. So now you got me thinking about it. So yeah. Thank you for adding another level of travel anxiety.
More from Paul at MarketplaceTech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.